Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Phil Show. I'm Dr. Phil, and I'm happy as a gopher in soft dirt. After all, I'm living proof you can be ugly, bald, and talk funny, and still have your own TV show. Okay, let's bring out our first pair of miserable whiners. Hello, Tim and Judy.
Hi, Dr. Phil.
Thanks for having us, Dr. Phil.
Tim and Judy, y'all say y'all find the holidays to be a stressful time.
That's right.
Well, kids, I got just one thing to say to y'all. Duh! The Christmas holidays are supposed to be stressful. It's part of the deal. Stress and Christmas go together like dog slobber on ice cream cone.
Those don't go together, Dr. Phil.
I'll handle the metaphors around here, Missy. When you get your own syndicated talk show, you can paint your butt white and run with the antelope, okay?
What?
Now, tell me more about y'all's problem, Tim and Judy.
Well, it's just all a misunderstanding, Dr. Phil. It started last Christmas.
It's no misunderstanding. Tim said something really hateful to me.
Well, now, I may not be the sharpest tool in the shed, but what did you say, Tim?
Well, we were decorating the Christmas tree, and I meant to say, "Honey, have you seen the bubble lights?" But instead, what came out was, "You ruined my life, you bitch."
Son, you fell out the stupid tree and hit every branch on the way down, didn't you?
I didn't mean it.
Yeah, but letting that cat out of the bag's a whole lot easier than putting it back in.
I told her I was sorry.
Well, Slick, you can put your boots in the oven, but that don't make them biscuits.
What?
I mean, that's like a booger you can't thump off.
Okay.
That's uglier than a bucket full of armpits.
I got the message, okay?
Now, Judy, how did you feel when Tim said that to you?
Well, how do you think I felt? It just ruined our Christmas. Now I don't even want to think about the holidays.
Well, no question about it. Y'all got yourself a yellow jacket in the outhouse.
What does that even mean?
Now, Judy, did you confront Tim on this?
Of course.
Because, you know, if I said something like that to my wife, she'd have raised hell and stuck a chunk under it.
I said I confronted him, all right?
I mean, just because a chicken has wings don't mean it can
fly. What are you talking about?
I'm saying there ain't no slack in my rope.
What the hell does that mean?
Look, Dr. Phil, we just want some advice, some coping skills to work through this.
Well, here's my advice, kids. Don't worry about the mule, just load the wagon.
But that doesn't make any...
But, lady, you got enough tongue for 10 rows of teeth.
Yes, but...
But.
Dr. Phil, are you on something?
I'm on 375 stations last time I counted, Slick. So don't come in here ordering my dog around. I didn't just fall off the tater truck, you know.
I can't understand a single thing he says. Come on, Tim. Maybe we can still get on Maury Povich.
Don't tell me what to do, bitch.
What did you say to me?
I meant to say, have you seen the bubble lights?
My mother was right. You are a scumbag.
Oh, is that right? It takes one to know one.
I hate your guts.
Not as much as I hate you.
Now, there you go. Don't you kids feel a whole lot better now? Don't take a genius to spot a goat in a flock of sheep.
Like we even know what that means.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, you shut up.
It's like Dr. Phil always says, always drink upstream from the herd, and whatever you do, never slap a man chewing tobacco. That's all the time we got for today. So this is Dr. Phil saying, if you only got one leg, don't get yourself in a butt-kicking contest. Happy holidays, y'all.